First Kings chapter number 20, verse number 1. And Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, gathered all his host together, and there were 32 kings with him, and horses and chariots, and he went up and besieged Samaria and warred against it. And he sent messengers to Ahab, king of Israel, into the city, and said unto him, Thus saith Ben-Hadad, the silver and thy gold is mine, thy wives also and thy children, even the goodliest, are mine. And the king of Israel answered and said, My lord, O king, according to thy saying, I am thine, and all that I have. And the messengers came again and said, Thus speaketh Ben-Hadad, saying, Although I have sent unto thee, saying, Thou shalt deliver me thy silver and thy gold and thy wives and thy children, yet I will send my servants unto thee tomorrow about this time. They shall search thine house and the houses of thy servants, and it shall be that whatsoever is pleasant in thine eyes, they shall put it in their hand and take it away. The king of Israel called all the elders of the land and said, Mark, I pray you, and see how this man seeketh mischief. For he sent unto me for my wives and for my children and for my silver and for my gold, and I denied him not. And all the elders and all the people said unto him, Hearken not unto him, nor consent. Wherefore he said unto the messengers of Ben-Hadad, Tell my lord the king, and all that thou didst send for to thy servants at the first I will do. But this thing I may not do. And the messengers departed and brought him word again. And Ben-Hadad sent unto him and said, The gods do so unto me, and more also if the dust of Samaria shall suffice for handfuls for all the people that follow me. And the king of Israel answered and said, Tell him, let not him that girdeth on his harness boast himself as he that putteth it off. And it came to pass, when Ben-Hadad heard this message, as he was drinking, he and the kings and the pavilions, he said unto his servants, Set yourselves in array. And they set themselves in array against the city. And behold, there came a prophet unto Ahab, king of Israel, saying, Thus saith the Lord, Hast thou seen all this great multitude? Behold, I will deliver it into thine hand this day. Thou shalt know that I am the Lord. And Ahab said, By whom? And he said, Thus saith the Lord, even by young men of the princes of the providence. Then he said, Who shall order the battle? And he answered, Thou. Then he numbered the young men and the princes of the providence, and they were 232. And after them he numbered all the people, even all the children of Israel being 7,000. And they went out at noon, but Ben-Hadad was drinking himself drunk in the pavilions, he and the kings, the 32 kings that helped him. And the young men of the princes of the providence went out first. And Ben-Hadad sent out, and they told him, saying, There are men come out of Samaria. And he said, Whether they be come out for peace, take them alive. Or whether they be come out for war, take them alive. So these young men of the princes of the providence came out of the city, and the army which followed them. And they slew every one his man. And the Syrians fled, and Israel pursued them. And Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, escaped on a horse with the horsemen. And the king of Israel went out and smote the horses and the chariots and slew the Syrians with a great slaughter. And the prophet came to the king of Israel and said unto him, Go strengthen thyself and mark and see what thou doest. For at the return of the year, the king of Syria will come up against thee. And the servants of the king of Assyria said unto him, Their gods are gods of the hills. Therefore, they were stronger than we. But let us fight against them in the plain. And surely we shall be stronger than they. And do this thing. Take the kings away, every man out of his place, and put captains in the rooms, and number three thee an army, like the army that thou hast lost, horse for horse and chariot for chariot. And we will fight against them in the plain, and surely we will be stronger than they. And he hearkened unto their voice and did so. And it came to pass at the return of the year that Ben-Hadad numbered the Syrians and went up to Aphek to fight against Israel. And the children of Israel were numbered and were all present and went against them. And the children of Israel pitched before them like two little flocks of kids. But the Syrians filled the country. And there came a man of God and spake unto the king of Israel and said, Thus saith the Lord, Because the Syrians have said that God is a God of the hills, but He is not a God of the valleys. Therefore will I deliver all this great multitude into thy hand, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. And they pitched one over against another 7 days. And so it was that in the seventh day the battle was joined, and the children of Israel slew of the Syrians 100,000 footmen in one day. But the rest fled to Aphek in the city, and their wall fell upon 27,000 of the men that were left. And then Hadad fled and came into the city, into the inner chamber. Heavenly Father, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that You'd give us wisdom tonight, Lord Jesus, to proclaim Thy truths. Lord, we thank You for this meeting and what it's done in my home and in my heart, God. And Lord, what a blessing it's been to be here the past 2 weeks. And Lord, we pray, God, that You'd bless, Lord, in this service tonight. Lord, I'm unworthy, God, not worthy to stand behind this pulpit. I pray You'd take Your lowly servant tonight. Oh, God, help me, Lord Jesus, God, to magnify Your blessed name. Lord, we'll thank You for what You do in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You can be seated. I want to preach tonight for a little while on this little fall, the God of the valley. Ben-Hadad was successor of his father, Ben-Hadad, which ruled before him troubling Israel. And the son of Ben-Hadad troubles Israel as well. Wars between King Ben-Hadad and King Ahab has went on for time. And then their names also, Ben-Hadad comes from the Syrian god, Hadad, the god of storms. Boy, he's named well there, being the storm. Hey, because he always brought a storm against Israel, and trouble and sorrow was in their path, just like a storm. In one, we see Ben-Hadad invading Samaria with a host of Syrians and 32 kings as well. Samaria is the capital city of the northern kingdom of Israel. Samaria set atop a hill 300 foot high, 42 miles north of Jerusalem. It is said that the city of Samaria was setting on 20 acres of land and enclosed by an outer wall that was 20 to 30 feet thick, and there was also an inner wall that was 5 feet thick. Inside the city setting at the western end was a two-story palace. The palace was an ivory palace, which was Ahab's. If God rules us, hey, I'm telling you, God, if He rules us, then we'll make it, amen. But if He's against us, we'll have trouble, amen. Well, I'm telling you, we're living in a day and an hour. Hey, we sit just like this Sumerian people, these Israelites. We sit up on the hilltop. We've got it made. God's blessed us, and He's took care of us. And we've took it for granted down through the years. And now there's a Ben-Hadad on the scene. I'm telling you, the storms is coming in. And the storm is against the church. It's trying to take the church down and trying to take it over, amen. Syria has been continuously an enemy of Israel, and it still is today. The devil is an enemy of God and His people, and he still is today. Now a storm of offense was coming upon the hill in the form of Ben-Hadad, his host of Assyrians, and 32 kings. They came for one purpose, to lay siege on the city of Samaria and to have Ahab and his people to surrender. Ahab was at the place to surrender due to the looks of the storm. But the mouth of Ben-Hadad drove Ahab to a place of resistance because some elders and some people wasn't willing to quit. They didn't want to give up. They didn't want to give in. Hey, they wanted to stick with the stuff. Hey, they wanted to protect what God had gave them. If God rules not over us, our enemies shall. Well, I tell you, that's the day in which we live. In chapter number 20, verses number 2, the Bible said, and He sent messengers. This has been Hadad. I look at them messengers as demons of hell. Amen. Coming against God's little people. Amen. And then Hadad's a picture of the devil. Amen. And he's sending his little demons. Amen. Who discourage us and get us to want to quit. Amen. He said there in verse number 2, thus saith Ben-Hadad. I don't say the devil's a liar. I said the devil's a liar. Hey man, he tells a lot of things ain't true. In verse number 3, the Bible said, thy silver, thy gold is mine, thy wives also, and thy children, even thy goodliest are mine. Boy, I tell you, the devil's told me a lot of times, hey, I've got your family. I'm going to take this church. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. I tell you, the devil's a big liar, amen. I tell you, he just wants to put fear. Hey, I tell you, as the story goes on, hey, it was God's people put Ben-Hadad on the run. I believe it's about time for God's people had to put the devil and these demons on the run. Amen. Praise God. In verse number 5, the Bible said the messengers came again. Well, I tell you, the demons won't leave you alone. They'll keep coming again and again and said, thus speaketh Ben-Hadad. Well, I'm telling you, you can be praying. And the devil say, you ain't going to get through. You ain't going to make a difference for God. Well, I tell you, God's dealing with your heart about even being saved tonight. Old devil will sit down beside you and he'll whisper in your ear, hey, that it ain't worth it, amen. All this sweating and running around, hey, amen, carrying a Bible. But I tell you, it's the best life I've ever lived. And the devil is a liar, amen. Amen. Boy, I'm talking about the God of the valley, amen. Boy, he's a God that we need to trust. In James chapter 4, verse number 7, the Bible said, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. In chapter number 20, verse 13 through 14, Ahab got the promise of the Lord. A prophet of God came to the king and told him what the Lord said. Thank God. I like that. Verse number 13, the Bible said, and behold, there came a prophet. Well, I thank God for the preachers. Amen. Oh, I'm glad. Thank God that somebody comes with a word from God. Amen. They didn't come with a Sunday school rhyme. Praise God. They didn't come with something off the internet. But thank God they come from a word from God. Amen. That old prophet came. Praise God. And the Bible said, and Ahab, king of Israel, saying, thus saith the Lord. I mean, he had a word from God. Amen. He said, hast thou seen all the great multitude? Behold, I will deliver it into thy hand this day, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord. Boy, I tell you, Ahab said, and I know he's a wicked king. Hey, but God, it's just one time in this one chapter, God takes this king and uses him one time. Hey, man, I'm glad God can take the ravens. Amen. Hey, man, take care of the people of God. Hallelujah. By the brook. Praise God. Bible said there in verse number 14, Ahab said, by whom? I mean, who's this going to be delivered by? By whom? I mean, you see, he didn't have no faith. And he said, thus saith the Lord, even by the young men of the princes of the providence. Then he said, who shall order the battle? Amen. Ahab said, who's going to order the battle? Well, he's the king. He's supposed to be the one to order the battle. And he said, thou. Boy, that was simple preaching, wasn't it? Praise God, right to the point. Amen. Well, I tell you, in verse number 15 through 21, we see the defeat of the Syrian host and the 32 kings and Ben-Hadad and all these young men of the providence put Ben-Hadad and his followers on the run. These young men of the princes of the providence were servants of the princes of the providence. These young men were. They were untrained for soldier work, but God would win the battle. Using these weakest means so he can show that his power is real. Well, I'm glad God takes the simple things of the world, the weak things of the world, to confound the wise. Amen. I'm glad God can take a little old boy off of Zach's fork, thank God, and save him and call him to preach and put him in the family of God. Amen. Thank God. Well, I'm glad God come to where I was. Amen. Done a work in my heart. Amen. But a messenger came from the prophet unto the man of God. It was just like unto this. They will return. Boy, we know they won the battle there on top of the hill. Boy, there's a lot of hilltop battles we win. I mean, the devil comes after us, but we've been on that mountaintop experience. Everything's going good. We've been walking with God. Everything's going smooth. There ain't a trouble in the world. And we see the devil running away from us. But there's coming a day the devil's coming back. And he's going to come back with a vengeance. And he's going to come back with a different plan. He's going to come back with a different strategy. And he'll try to take you down. And that's what the prophet said to Ahab. He said he's coming again. He's going to come again in a year. And so a year come, and here they come again. And so Israel, hey, praise God, they had help on the hillside. And all those Assyrians knew that they had a God up there. And they said, well, it's God. It's the gods. They're gods, little g. They didn't know nothing about God. Well, I tell you, that's what this world don't know. They don't know nothing about our God. They don't know who he is. Hey, praise God, that was what the purpose of Israel was. Had to go down there and show them who was God, Jehovah. Yahweh, thank God the Lord, capital L-O-R-D, thank God. Hey, I'm telling you, Israel had a plan. The enemy thought that Israel had help on the hill or the mountain by God. And so they said their God was a God of the mountain and not a God of the valley. Verses 23 through 27. So the plan was to get Ahab and his army to come to the valley and they could defeat them there. Oh boy, that's the devil there. He wants to pull you away from your strongholds. I'm telling you, hey, he'll come to you in your weakest moment. I tell you, when you're in the valley and you're down on your lowest shoulder, thank God, Jesus will step in and he'll be there when nobody else is. I mean, that's just the way Jesus is, thank God. Hallelujah. Praise God. He'll show up, amen. Hey, he said, but the enemies were wrong. They thought they had the victory. They thought they was going to win. Boy, they thought they had the plan. Boy, I'm telling you, the devil might look like they got a crowd. It might look like it's bigger than what we got. I tell you, but we're still the winners. Hey, because we've got God on our side, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Notice something now. The cause of great defeat always stems from denial of God. Boy, I'm telling you, we get to denying God. We get to saying God can't, God hasn't, God won't. Boy, I tell you, you might as well look for it, church. You're going to see the defeat. You're going to be defeated. Boy, I tell you, I believe that's where a lot of churches are today. We've got to the place where we say we can't never see them days of revival again. Hey, ain't God the same God has always been? Didn't the Bible say He changes not? I just believe the Bible's right, amen. And God's not a liar. He said He cannot lie. But praise God, He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Thank God there's hope for the Bible. There's hope for a stirring. There's hope for a jubilee. Thank God there's hope for rejoicing, amen, in the Lord. Amen. Thank God. Boy, the enemy. Boy, I tell you, you know what the enemy's problem was? Their failure was they didn't know who God was. Boy, they didn't know who God was. Well, I'll tell you, that's what this world don't know. They don't know who God is. Well, I tell you, we might be few in number in our little old churches, but I'm going to tell you something. If we got Jesus, we got it all. Amen. I said we got it all. Amen. Amen. A power source. Thank God for the man of God with the word of God. From God, amen. Well, I tell you, we've been preached to this week. Well, I tell you, I just want to pass some taters, amen. Amen. I like what old brother Michael said the other night. He said, I ain't nothing but a tater tot. Hey, man, that's all I am is a tater tot, amen. Oh, but I want to be dipped in something for God, amen. Hallelujah. I want to do something for Jesus. Well, the God of the valley is a God of victory. They said he can't win. He's a loser. Boy, ain't you heard the devil's whisper that in your ear? You can't win. You're going to lose. Your church is going to go down. Boy, you prayed for revival and it didn't happen. That don't mean it ain't going to happen. Amen. It's like the preacher said the other night. This could be a stepping stone. Hey, God, to call this county back to God. What a blessing. And as little as I am, I don't know why I'm even here. I mean, it's just God's amazing grace. Boy, I tell you, God's been good to us. Amen. Ain't none of us deserve this. Amen. Boy, the God of the valley, He's the God of victory, amen. We don't have to live defeated life. Boy, I've been in church after church after church. Some of you preachers know what I'm talking about. And everybody walks around like they're defeated. Boy, just defeated. Boy, if they ever get a hold of God being the victor. I mean, He's the victor. Up from the grave He arose. Hey, with a mighty triumph for His foes. He arose the victor over dark death's domain. And He lives forever with His saints to reign. He rose. I'm telling you, our God's not dead in the tomb. Our God's on the throne tonight. He's the victor, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Boy, He's the victor. God has never lost a fight, no matter the place of battle. Oh, hallelujah. Boy, He never lost a fight. I said, our God, He never lost a fight. Boy, don't matter what you're going through, if you got God on your side, you're going to make it, amen. Like that little old song, we're a winner either way. If we go or if we stay, the victory's mine. Well, God's been good. Boy, the victory, hey, He's the God of the valley. Hey, amen, the God of the valley's a God of victory, amen. Praise God, we don't know how to live for God a lot of times. I mean, honestly, we think we do, but a lot of times we mess up. Hey, we come short. If we just be honest with God, boy, God would give us the victory. He would. He'd give us the victory. Boy, I tell you, the Bible said in 1 John 5:4, for whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Well, that's how we're going to make it. That's how we're going to see revival. Well, our faith, believe in God, that God's still God, and He's still real, and He still can do it again. If He's done it one time, He'll do it again. Thank God. He's God. Hallelujah. God of the battle is a God of victory. Number two, He's a God that's able. Amen. Verse number 28. Amen. He's able. And there came a man of God. And he spake unto the king of Israel and said, thus saith the Lord, because the Syrians have said, the Lord is God of the hills, but He is not God of the valleys. Therefore, I will deliver all this great multitude into thy hand, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. God's able. God's able. Hey, I wonder why Ahab, as wicked as he was, believed this man of God. And all the men of God we've had down through this week, we can't believe them. Well, we just don't believe God. He's able. God's able, amen. Praise God, we're living in a day. We're to heed the word of the man of God. Verse 28, they said, God is not a God of the valleys. But God declared through the man of God, He is God. And He was able. He's never weak. He's never weary. No matter how bad the sinner, God's able to save him. No matter how big the problem, God is able. Amen. Thank God He's able. Well, you look around this tent tonight, there's miracles all around this tent. Some of you people, you remember where God got you? How many used to low down and dirty? God ought to pass you by an old bloody spot in the road. Hey, but thank God He passed by and He loved you and cared enough. Amen. To pull you out of the ditch. Amen. He's able. I said He's able. Amen. He saves murderers. And He saves pornography lovers. Amen. God saves sinners. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, He's able. He's able. Ephesians 3:29, to Him that is able to do exceeding abundant above all we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. God can. Thank God that word there. He said, the Lord said, amen. He said there in verse 28, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Them capital letters there. L-O-R-D. Boy, that means something. Lord means Jehovah, the self-existent one. He is the one that is Yahweh. Oh, thank God. Hey, He's our God. I'm not serving Baal tonight. Well, I tell you, this was a smack in the face to all them Syrians. Amen. Serving Baal. Amen. To know that the Lord, Yahweh, the God of the Jews. Amen. And the God of the Gentiles is able. Hey, He's able. Thank God. God can. Oh, the God of the valley. I mean, have you ever been in the valley? How many of you ever walked in the valley? Well, up on a mountain, you can see everything. When you get in the valley, you can't see nothing. Well, you can see all. I mean, I've coon hunted a lot back here on the Green Mountain. I look back through there, and I can see Lenore. I can see way out through there. But you can drop off in some of the big old valleys. You couldn't see nothing, Brother David. It's dark. I mean, it's dark. And sometimes the old coon lights would go out. Hey, I'm telling you, you'd be scared. All of a sudden, through them winds, you'd see that big moon shining. God's put His spotlight on you. Had to lead you out. Hey, I'm telling you, you might be in the valley tonight. But God knows how to lead you out. Amen. Hey, He's able. Boy, the God of the valley is a God of victory. He's a God that's able. He's a God of love. Amen. Boy, I'm telling you, He could have just overlooked this bunch and say, I love them and I love them and they've turned their back on me. They've even fell into worshiping Baal, their own self. Amen. And following after the king Ahab. But God loved them people so much. Didn't matter how wicked they were, He remembered His covenant. Amen. Hey, He remembered His promise. Thank God we ought to hold on to His promise. Amen. God's going to do it. Boy, He loves us. Boy, He cares for us. Amen. We're His people. Boy, we carry His name. I was thinking the other morning, I was over here sitting, Brother Williams was sitting, and I seen that old lazy cat out here. That's the church's cat. I was thinking about the grace of God. Boy, every time I come around here, somebody's holding it, somebody's a petting it, hey, somebody's a feeding it, and it's always laying in the shade. He don't even know how good he's got it. My wife picked it up the other night and said, there's the church's names on it. Well, that's the way we are. We got His name. God feeds us every day. He lets us be in the shade of His love. He gets us up and pets us, amen. And we don't even know how good we got it. Boy, I'll tell you, there's probably somebody come by and kick that old cat and get off of me. They'd probably drive by the church and see that road and cuss it going by. Oh, but somebody in this church loves it, amen. Just like God loves me, amen. This whole world cusses me and the devil hates me. But thank God, God cares about me. Boy, He loves me. He loves me, amen. Boy, oh, thank God. He wasn't going to let them be run down. He wasn't going to let His name be run down. Boy, He wasn't going to let nobody make fun of Him, His people. 2 Corinthians 13:11, finally, brethren, farewell, be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. Well, that's the hope they had going into battle. God's going with me. Amen. Boy, I'm married. It's my wife over here behind Brother Daniel. Boy, we've been through trials. Some of you other people know what it's talking about. Time financially, we went through trouble. I didn't go through it by myself. I went with it. I went through it with her. Boy, that's love. Boy, she didn't leave me all alone to pay the bills. She didn't leave me all alone to worry. Oh, she's come in here and helped me pray over it, amen. Well, that's the way God is. He ain't going to let you walk through the valley by yourself. Hey, He's going to love you. Hey, He's going to stick with you. He said, I'll go with you always, even to the end of the world, amen. Thank God. Boy, the God of the vows, the God of victory, God that's able, God of love. Oh, but thank God He's a God of liberty. He's not going to let the devil surround us and shut us down. Hey, thank God He's going to let us live free. Amen. To whom the Lord is made free, He's free indeed. Amen. 2 Corinthians 3:17, now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Oh, thank God for the Spirit of God. Amen. He can set you free from the enemy. He can put the devil on the run. Amen. He can put the devil off your back. Amen. A lot of times we just carry him on out. We just carry him on out with us. God sends it through the man of God to relieve us. Amen. Take that word of God like a baseball bat, knock a devil off your back, and you won't even listen to the man of God. Boy, I'm telling you, won't even come back Wednesday night and Sunday night. I mean, I ain't the only church that like it, is it? And then they wonder through the week, call you, preacher, I don't know, keep you on the phone 5-6 hours. I don't know what's going on with me. I don't know why I'm not making it. Probably because you're not hearing thus saith the Lord. Hey, it's being preached Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. You ought to try it out, amen. It'll work, amen. God, the God of the valley, He's a God, number five, He's a God of enough. Amen. When you got God, you got it all. Praise God. Man, we don't need puppet shows to win sinners to Christ. We don't need to have car shows in here just to brag on the flesh. Hey, all we need is Jesus. Well, we just need to lift up God. Well, God don't need me. He can throw me out if I don't want Him. He can take somebody up and raise up some little old toe head. Boy, amen, calling to preach. Hey, man, it's willing to say, God, I'll do it, amen. Praise God, He's enough. Praise God, I don't even deserve to be here tonight. He has plenty. Boy, He has plenty. He's got enough, amen. Isaiah 58:11, I'm about done. And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters fail not. Boy, He's enough. Boy, I tell you, they were going into this battle. The old devil said, old Ben Hadad, he said, you come on down here where we're at over here in Aphek. We know this ground over here, you know. I ain't never seen them fight down here. We'll take them out. And the man of God says, you take him up on it. God said to go on down there and take him up on it. Hey, and I want to tell you something. When you go, you take that same little old crowd that didn't know nothing. That same little old crowd that won the battle last time, if you got a good thing, keep using it, amen. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that King James Bible. Ain't nothing wrong with that old spitting preacher, amen. Sweating, amen. Ain't nothing wrong with him. If you got a good thing, you ought to hold on to it, amen. Praise God, you're not changed directions, amen. Just cause you don't see the crowds. Praise God, we don't need to see the crowds. We need to see Christ, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Number six. I've been spelling out valley if you ain't figured it out. The God of the valley, He's the God of victory. He's the God that's able. He's the God of love. He's the God of liberty. He's the God of enough. He's a God called Yahweh. Meaning, I am who I am. Lord. You don't have to question whether He's going to. Hey, if He's done told you He's going to save them, hold on to it, amen. He's going to do it, amen. Hey, if He's gave you the promise He's going to revive Conwell County, hold on to it. Somebody's going to jump on out with you, amen. Praise God. I'm telling you, He's the God, Yahweh. Amen. I am who I am, Lord. Verse 28, and you shall know that I am the Lord, God can. Boy, the word Yahweh means to become. That is, to become known. Well, God, He's going to become known. He's going to become known through His church, not the beer joint. He ain't using the beer joint. He ain't using all this entertainment of the world today to get His name across. He's using the church. He ain't using some football game with some quarterback that says they know Jesus that don't go to church on Sunday. Hello. He's using that man stands in that pulpit, preaches that word. Hey, man, it's faithful every service. And preaches that word, knocks on them doors, tells somebody about Jesus. Well, I'm telling you, when everything's high, when everything's low, praise God, we know that God's still there. He ain't gonna let us go. Praise God, He's with us, amen. Well, there have been many valleys we've walked through. Been a lot of times, ain't been no food in the cabinet. Well, I tell you, there have been plenty of times God showed up. I'm talking about that God of enough. Boy, just starting out, buddy, I was struggling. Boy, we didn't have much food. And Brother Ronnie Miller pulled up at my house. He said, God put you on my heart. He brought a bunch of groceries in there. You know why? Because God, that's my brother. God told my brother, he's in need. Your little brother's needing something over there. That's God. He's taking care of me. Praise God, we ain't got over it, Brother Ronnie. Hey, there's been plenty of times God took care of me. I couldn't even take care of myself. I'm like they sung the other night. I can't even walk without Him holding my hand. Well, the mountain's too high and the valley's too deep. Oh, I can't make it without God. Well, I need Him. I get scared in the dark. I don't know about you. I don't like getting in the dark by myself. You say, I don't believe that. Don't sneak up me in the dark. You might get hurt, amen. Sometimes dark. Hey, the darkness talks about evil. Well, I don't like it sometimes. Every now and again, I get over there in that thick darkness where God's at. Amen. Praise God, Him that's dwelling in the thick darkness. Amen. God is the God of the valleys. Boy, I tell you, God, He's just been good. I was thinking today as a study. I was trying to really mind God. Well, I was thinking about it all week long. It's been about witnessing, been about doing our part as the children of God. We want to see sinners get saved. It's going to take us getting close to God. I agree with every word that's been preached this week. I don't have a problem with one of these men that preach. I love them. They're my heroes. Hey, man, ain't nothing wrong with that. Praise God. Hey, I'm telling you, I was thinking about this old song, till the storm passes by. In the dark of the midnight have I oft hid my face. While the storm howls above me, and there's no hiding place. Mid the crash of the thunder, precious Lord, hear my cry. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Many times Satan whispers, Ben-Hadad. Many times Satan whispers, there is no need to try. For there's no end of sorrow, there's no hope by and by. But I know Thou art with me, and tomorrow I'll rise where the storms never darken the skies. When the long night has ended and the storms come no more, let me stand in Thy presence on that bright, peaceful shore. In that land where the tempest never comes, Lord, may I dwell with Thee when the storm passes by. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast Let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Church, I'm going to tell you, we might be in the valleys, but thank God we've got a God that's in the valley. Boy, I tell you, it might look like the churches are going down, but she ain't. Hey, man. Hey, I'm telling you, God's still God. He's still on the throne. He's still in control. He never had to take aspirin. Amen. Never had to worry about nothing. Hey, I'm telling you, he ain't worried about if his word needs to be distilled. It needs to be watered down. Hey, I'm telling you, he knows. Amen. It's enough. Thank God. Hey, I'm telling you, if we just preach it and be faithful, God will take care of it. Amen. Church, I love you tonight. Boy, I love you. I'm telling you, I know a lot of you going through some valley time. I'm telling you, hey, we're still the church. We're still God's people. He still gave us His covenant, amen. His word, amen. He loves us and He ain't going to forsake us. The Bible said He'd never leave us. He'll never forsake us. He'll go with us always, even until the end of the world. Preacher, you come on.